We're in the basement again. We're always in the basement, somewhere or other. Well, perhaps I should say the lower ground floor. A sort of anteroom to death. And if you can hear pacing about, it's me trying to avoid lots of people in motorized wheelchairs. Old people. Decrepit people. People who aren't real, luckily. But they might be. So realistic are they? This is a sculptural installation by two Chinese artists, Sun Yuan and Peng Yu. And it's part of New Art from China. The revolution continues at the new Saatchi Gallery in Chelsea, a huge refurbished military HQ just off the King's Road. And I'm being cornered by an ancient general in all his green finery, in his wheelchair, clutching a landmine to his breast as though it were a baby or a comforter, looking distracted and a bit evil. All these figures, each one is very different. All of them have their own wheelchair. They're all vaguely familiar. Well, according to the work by work gallery guide by the ever hilarious Patricia Ellis, who consistently writes gobbledygook for Saatchi. It says here that Sun Yuan and Peng Yu are two of China's most controversial artists, renowned for working with extreme materials such as human fat tissue, live animals, baby cadavers, to deal with issues of perception, death, and the human condition. Right. And she goes on to tell us what to feel about it, which I'm not going to tell you. He's an old geezer in a suit. He's tie in one hand, an unlit cigarette in the other. Hair sprouts from every bit of the faces and of these men. One looks like one has a sort of biblical air, like an Orthodox priest. Another looks a bit like Yasser Arafat. A man in a sort of sailor's outfit, much bemedalled or ribboned, clutches a paper tissue in his hand. And as he moves, it sort of quakes as if he were suffering from advanced Parkinsonism. All this is kind of funny and not funny. You can get right up to them. You could probably poke them in the eye if you so wished. There's a man here with his gigantic hearing aid. He's an Arab potentate. His glasses somehow. The trouble with all this is it's a cartoon, really. However strange it is to wander amongst these life-size animated figures that sort of slowly careen into one another and bash into the walls. There's a pillar in the middle of the room with them. Lots of dust where the wheelchairs have gouged bits out of it. Briefly, I worked as a porter in a geriatric hospital, and it was a profoundly upsetting and disturbing experience. And I left with a sense of humility and an awful feeling of life's brevity and what happens to us should we grow old. And many of us have probably had to look after aging parents and seen grandparents disappear into that twilight of Alzheimer's and all sorts of other problems, physical and psychological. But this is kind of a joke. There's a sculpture by some American artist I seem to recall having seen in a big collection in Miami of superheroes like Superman and the Hulk and all those comic book heroes kind of wandering about with Zimmer frames and wearing hearing aids and so forth. I didn't find that particularly amusing either. Not that I think you can't make jokes about the very old, about the aging process. You can make jokes about anything. It's a bit lame, really, I think. It's just a bit lame. It's asking too little of us. Here they come again. It's like wandering out into the traffic, being in here, into the traffic of a lot of bumper cars. But if you can't get out of the way, it's the difference between the slow and the dead, isn't it? Ah, there they go, groaning into one another again. Oh, please stop. Oh. Yasser has sort of bashed into the Arab prince or king or whatever he is. They're all a bit generic, the figures. You can't tell exactly who anybody is. You can kind of guess who they might be. They're not meant to be real figures, not real people, even though Mazelis does write about this being a grisly parody of the UN dead. Well, okay. Or maybe not okay. I'm puzzled by the whole experience of this place. And not just the basement. There they go again. I'm out of here. Thank you and goodbye.